to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani with Jerry Usher. And as we have been saying for 5.5 years, you are the key person. Yesterday, we had an amazing discussion on Our Lady Undoer of Knots, the title given to Our Lady, so that she can help us. She can untangle all those webs and knots and everything that's a mess in our lives, right? And we had a great discussion yesterday, but we ran out of time. That's a common occurrence at on Take Two. But we're back for part two. Jerry called it late in the hour, and he said, let's do a part two. We said, yes, let's do a part two. And so here we are. Right, Jerry?
That is right. I kind of took a step back when you said Jerry called it. It sounded like, you know, election coverage or something, you know. Jerry officially called part two, the winner. But yeah, we are doing a part two on this topic today. So please, if you were on the line yesterday, we didn't have time to get you on. You were able to listen to the show while you were on hold through your phone. But please call in, and Ryan Penny will put you at the start of the line today. The number is 833-288-EWTN or 833-288-3986.
So Marcella and Matthew and Marguerite and the others, please call back. Ryan is waiting to answer your call, and he'll put you right at the front of the line. That's kind of exciting. Normally when I get to a long line of something, I'm always at the back of the line. They always go, hey, lady, get to the back of the line. I say, okay. So this, you get to the front of the line. Please call this number, 833-288-3986. We're talking about Lady Undoer of Knots and the novenas, the powerful novenas that have really helped us, blessed us, graced us in our lives. Let's talk about it. Let's spread the word so that others jump on board and take on those novenas in just a grand style. Jerry, I have a side note. This came up this weekend, actually, from my dear friend, Kristen from my since I was a toddler. Kristen,
sure,
and
sure.
I have been friends since we were kids. We have a question for you. Are you ready?
Okay.
Forgive me for the name, and maybe I probably shouldn't say the name of the host. But apparently, there's a classic music artist. I'm a classic music of a classical radio station, a classical radio station host. And apparently his voice is exactly yours. And so the question is, are you moonlighting on a classical radio station?
No, I am not. But that sounds rather tempting sometimes. I've really grown an appreciation for classical music in the last 5 or 10 years. I look at what the composers write. They have to write the pieces for every instrument, and it all has to flow together and be just sound absolutely angelic and beautiful. And so many great composers have lived in the last couple thousand years. So I love classical music, but no, that is not my voice, unfortunately.
Interesting. Well, actually, they sent me snippets of this host that's on this classical music station, and yes, it does sound like you exactly.
Well, send them to me. Let me hear it.
Yeah, wouldn't that be funny? I think you should call the guy and say, hey, you stole my voice.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you, it's me.
Yeah, really, really. And that's kind of cool, though, that, you know, that's kind of neat. Everybody says there's a twin in the world, right?
Yeah, what do they call that? Doppelganger is the word for that, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of interesting, though. That's pretty funny, though. That would be cool. Anyway, so thanks, Kristen. That was great. That gave us a good chuckle. So thank you for that. But today we're talking about Lady Undoer of Knots, and phone lines are filling up. So again, another shout out to Marcella and Matthew and Marguerite. Please call back. We want to put you at the front of the line. You have not called in yet. We don't see you coming in yet. Here comes Marcella. Way to go. See how that works, Jerry? The Take Two family is stepping up.
Yeah, and for many who might be listening, you're thinking, what is this show exactly? Well, we're doing a show today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and it is about the Blessed Virgin Mary, and the church has many, many teachings on Mary. She was conceived without sin. She was perpetually a virgin. She was assumed into heaven. These have all been defined dogmas or doctrines of the church. And over the centuries, our Lord has allowed and even asked His Blessed Mother to make appearances on earth and to send messages to us, like at Fatima and Lourdes and so forth. And also, there are different titles under which we invoke Mary and have devotions to her. And one of those is Our Lady Undoer of Knots. And I have used this devotion in Novena. I'm sure Debbie has as well.
I have as well.
Yeah, and so the gist of Our Lady Undoer of Knots is, let's say your marriage is in trouble, your children are rebelling, you're having issues at the office, your car broke down, everything is going bad for you right now. That's called a knot, okay? Your life is, in a sense, in a knot right there.
Big old knot.
Yeah, and so that's when we call upon Our Lady and just say, Mary, I really need your help untangling these knots and getting things back in right order in my life. And she is definitely good at doing that. So if you have a devotion to Our Lady Undoer of Knots or anything else you'd like to contribute to our discussion, just call 833-288-3986.
A lot of folks say, Mama Mary, help us. And that is so true. And as the wonderful mother that she is, you know, she wants to help and she wants to be there for us and to comfort us and to make things, you know, new again and right for us, because we do make, you know, incredible messes out of our lives. I mean, let's face it, even if we're intentionally or unintentionally, it doesn't really matter. Just life gets in our way. So let's talk about the absolute incredible prayerful power of Lady Undoer of Knots, the Novena. There is one open phone line. So if you feel that nudge in your spirit, you want to ask a question about Lady Undoer of Knots, you want to talk about something that happened to you as you took that on as a devotion, if you want to just comment about us doing the show, now's the time to call in. Here's the number, 833-288-3986. Please don't sit this out. We're not going to do a part three, so don't wait till the very last minute. You'll get to listen live after you talk to Ryan, so you won't miss anything, but call in or comment. Send it in YouTube, Facebook, text it, email us, take2@ewtn.com. Many ways to get in touch with us. We read everything. We may comment it on air, but we can't guarantee we're going to respond, only because it's a good problem to have, but we're getting an abundance of correspondence. And we just love you guys. We read everything, though, so that's 50% of the way. Right, Jerry?
Well, we'd love to hear some beautiful testimonies about how Our Lady Undoer of Knots has assisted you in getting your knots or your knot untangled. 833-288-3986. As Debbie mentioned, the phone lines are nearly full right now, but please do keep trying to persevere and get in and get on today's broadcast.
With Jerry and Debbie. No surprise, you guys always come through for us because you make the show. You are the teachers here, and with your takes, with your life experiences, we learn something, we grow, we're a little bit changed, a little bit closer to God, we walk away, you know, just different people, and that's a good thing, better people, and that's what we want for Take Two, and this is your platform, a worldwide platform for you to share. So it's very, 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 very important. Actually, Jerry, I wanted to do just a little... promotional thing here, but I don't have it up in front of me. I didn't pull the right screen up. Do you have it?
I do have that, yeah.
Oh, cool. That's why it takes two of us to do the show.
Between the two of us, we almost have a full brain, so we're doing pretty good today. But I wanted to let people know about EWTN's one of the latest books from EWTN Publishing. It's called A Biblical Way of Praying the Mass. Think about that. Deacon Harold Birksivers does a great talk on the Mass in Sacred Scripture, and he points out, I think, hundreds of ways that the Scripture relates to the Mass, and many scriptural things are in the Mass. And this book is by Father Timothy Gallagher. He is a religious priest, and it's called A Biblical Way of Praying the Mass, The Eucharistic Wisdom of Venerable Bruno Lanteri. And to pray fruitfully from the heart is a gift of grace, and this biblical way of praying the Mass is a means to dispose your soul to receiving that grace. So much grace comes to us in every sacrifice of the Mass. This book will help you understand not only everything that goes on at the Mass and help you enter more fully into it, but also open you up to the graces that come to you through the Mass. So it's A Biblical Way of Praying the Mass by Father Timothy Gallagher, available at EWTN Religious Catalog, which is EWTNRC.com.
Okay. So that's why I left it to you, Jerry.
Thank you.
A long promotion. Oh, you're so good at that, though. You've been doing this for quite some time now, right? About 40
plus years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go right to the phones. And holding from yesterday when the clock ran out was Marcella. And Marcella's calling in from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Marcella. Thank you so much for calling back and welcome to Take Two.
Thank you.
So what would you like to share? Just fine. Go right ahead.
Okay, so I would just like to share that my husband and I actually went to Germany, and we prayed in front of the beautiful painting of Our Lady of Undoer of the Knot, and have a devotion to her. But we have a devotion to Our Lady under any devotion, period. She's helped us a lot. Our daughter is 35 years old, and 4 years ago, she went through a traumatic malpractice where she delivered her son, Isaiah. He died, and she had to go into the hospital to deliver him. And when she did, something happened. And she never walked again. She was a healthy woman with a 3-year-old at home, a beautiful girl, and something happened. The doctors or the medicine that they gave her and left her paralyzed from the waist down. So we have been praying every day for her to walk again. Medically, it's not possible. The doctors say There was some sort of apocalyptic explosion due to the medicine that left her that way. But by the grace of God and our blessed mother, we went to Lourdes, and she asked Our Lady for three things, and one of them was that she could conceive and have another child. And when we left Lourdes, we didn't really know that because she didn't let us know. But it was basically 4 months later, and she was pregnant. And she had her daughter, Veronica, on January 1st, the Feast of Our Lady. And everything that Our Lady has done for us, it's incredible. So we are praying to Our Lady of Knots to undo all the, back together the nerves that have been damaged, that has left her paralyzed. And the devotion to her is amazing because I know that she can do it if it's God's will. So we have a lot of people that are always praying all over the world for her, because she's an incredible person, and she believes one day she'll walk again too, because even though they say it's not possible, she says, I will walk again. So I'm calling in to let you know how amazing the Blessed Mother is, all the things that she's done for us, even through this tragedy, and maybe you could pray for her also. Her name is Brittany.
Brittany, okay. Yeah, be sure Marcella will put Brittany's name in our prayer book. And that is a book that is shared by, at least virtually, by the entire Take Two family around the world. So you've just added probably thousands of people praying for Brittany in this situation. And it's got to be a kind of a heartbreaking situation, but now the conception of this new little baby, certainly, it must be a sign of hope for you. It's certainly a sign of hope that our Blessed Mother is still there with you. She is with, she's bringing Jesus to you, and you are all wrapped in Mary's mantle and in Jesus' love. And your daughter sounds like, it's your daughter, correct, Marcella?
Pardon me?
It's your daughter who has this situation?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it's my daughter. She's very healthy. There's no reason for this to have happened. But anyway, she manages to take care of both the kids with her husband, who was ill with cancer. Nothing stops her, even though she's in a wheelchair. She drives with hand controls. So there's nothing that ever holds her back. She moves like she's a inspiration to all of us. And we'll just keep praying because I know the Lord has great things in store for her. And this is all part of it.
Yeah. Well, Debbie might have a thought, but I was going to say exactly that. She sounds like someone who is very, very strong, courageous. I'm sure she has her down moments, but it sounds like she's a very strong woman. And if anybody can walk again, it's somebody like that who has that spirit and that attitude. And it's so great that she is an inspiration to you and the rest of your family. Debbie, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I'm just an emotional mess, Marcella. I mean, you must be so proud of your daughter, Brittany. What an amazing woman. And your grandchildren are very blessed to have her as their mother. That's amazing. It's incredible from all aspects. Your faith, your devotion to Our Lady, your hope. There's so many things that are in your story that can not only help you and receive those miracles, but help all of us to keep going. You know, as you were speaking, all I kept thinking of is one of my favorite scripture verses, Matthew 19:26, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And I focus on that all the time because it doesn't say with God, some things are possible. With God, maybe if he wants them to be possible. It says all things are possible. And, you know, sometimes I feel like we limit God. You know, we put him in a box and we think we can only ask for so much. We can only expect so much. And I don't believe that. I really believe when we get to heaven, we're going to be very much surprised. I think God's going to say to us, you know, why didn't you ask? Why didn't you go bigger? Why didn't you think bigger? Right. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think we get to do, especially,
exactly.
Yeah, especially in this day and age when everybody is losing hope, we need to go bigger.
That's right. That's right. And that's what really we've consecrated to our entire family, to Our Lady. And Our Lady has always been there helping us every single day with our Lord. But just the fact that, you know, she'll always defeat all the odds. Every time someone says, oh, it's so sad that you can't walk or what happened, she'll say, I will walk, and the Lord is helping me, and Our Lady's with us. So the graces are amazing. And without faith, you can do nothing. So that's
so true. So true. You know, that's one of my biggest prayers, Jerry and Marcella. I always pray for those that don't have any faith or anything to cling on to, because I think to myself, man, that's just got to be really tough, you know, not to have that. It's such a lifeline. It's so incredible. I would feel like I'm kind of out there in the middle of an ocean with no way to tread water or a life preserver. You'd just be out there. And I think, wow, that's lonely. And that's why I always say to folks, please just glance towards God. Just glance, and he'll come rushing towards you. Marcella, this is an amazing call. Please tell your daughter and your whole family. We're praying. We're sending prayers all around you as well, and we'll storm heaven together. Right, Jerry?
No question. No question.
Thank you.
Beautiful call, Marcella. Thank you so much for joining us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. On this part two, where we're honoring Our Lady Undoer of Knots and asking you about any devotion you might have to her under that title. How has she helped you maybe kind of get out of a tangled mess at some point in your life? 833-288-3986. And Matthew is next in Ventura, California, listening, actually watching on the YouTube channel. Hi, Matthew. How you doing?
Hi, Matthew.
Hey, good morning, Debbie and Jerry. I'm doing well, thanks be to God. Can you guys hear me well?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're doing
good.
Well.
Okay.
How are things going with you and the family?
Good. I'm over in Ventura County right now for a couple weeks with Katie. Mm-hmm. She's doing a Navy training here on the Naval Base Ventura County. So, yeah, it's beautiful, sunny. We moved down from Monterey a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. and then we moved to Connecticut in about 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh, wow. Wow.
But, yeah. Yeah, well, thanks for you guys. So,
we wish for you a beautiful new year, Matthew. So please tell Katie that as well.
Yeah. Will do. Thank you, Debbie. Thanks for the show, too. Great topic. I was on hold yesterday trying to get on, but it's probably good that I didn't, because I'm similar to the long-winded evangelist, St. Matthew. I'm a little bit long-winded, so bear with me. anyways, thanks for that, Matthew 19:26, just now to Debbie. With God, all things are possible, and the context of that verse is amazing as well, because it's right before it, I think they're talking about the rich man, to enter the kingdom of heaven is like trying to thread a camel through the eye of a needle, just saying it's very difficult, and we need God's grace. And I have a little plaque that I keep next to my bed with that verse, Matthew 19:26, a gift from my godmother, Auntie Charlotte, for my first Holy Communion years ago. Mary, endure of knots, yeah. So I got a prayer card, and I think it was from one of the Sacred Heart Radio Pacific Northwest fund drives where I was blessed to meet you guys.
Right.
Probably like 3 years ago, maybe, and it's a Mary Undoer of Knots prayer card. Mm-hmm. I still have it, and I try and keep it like near our shoes. We have a lot of shoes, Katie and I, because we run a lot and hike. And Katie doesn't like untying her shoes, so I usually untie her shoes for her. And when I do it, I try and pray this prayer from the prayer card. I have some of it memorized, but anyways, yeah, it's just trying to do small things with great love, like Mother Teresa, St. Teresa of Calcutta says, and for a salvific purpose. And hopefully those little things, that the small sacrifices, overcome my faults and my missteps and whatnot in my relationship with Katie, and it hopefully leads to her conversion to the fullness of faith. So extra prayers are definitely appreciated. And then I typed this prayer into a meeting. So I was formerly an executive assistant up in Monterey. So I was the meeting man, and I had a personal meeting on my calendar to pray every day at 9 o'clock. Then I included that prayer on it, the Undoer of Knots prayer. And since then, I've transferred it to paper and trying to memorize it. But yeah, it's a powerful prayer, and Mary's, she's a great intercessor. And then thanks yesterday, Jerry, for the nod to St. Joseph as well. One of the prayers that I pray with that meeting is his patron of workers prayer. Mm-hmm. And that's a powerful, the history of that's powerful because it's the counter May Day, the communist May Day.
Sure.
And please pray for my twin brother, Alex, who I sent that prayer card to. There's a little bit of political divide in his married relationship right now. And we need the terror of demons to help him with his relationship with his wife. That's all I got. Was that too long-winded?
No, Matthew, that's great. Thanks for the update on you and on Katie and the family. And just for those who haven't heard Matthew on the air before, he's a regular member of the Take-Two family. And we got to meet at a pledge drive in Seattle, Washington, for Sacred Heart Radio. And Matthew is traveling around the world on different military assignments. And it's great to hear from you, Matthew. And just so happy to hear that you have a regular devotion to Our Lady Undoer of Knots and to St. Joseph as well. I think that is fantastic, and those are going to help you so much. I mean, no matter what our vocation, our career in life, our state in life, we're going to find ourselves in need of heavenly help, and we can turn to any one of the saints at any time. But I think to turn to Mary and Joseph are particularly efficacious. Debbie, what do you think?
Oh, I completely agree. And you know, Matthew, being in the military, and thank you so much for all you do. You know, you're so familiar with creating protection around you. You know, support around you, an army around you, right? And we have that. We have that in the spiritual realm. And they're just waiting for us to just, you know, be open to having that support. So, Matthew, great call. God bless you and Katie. We love you guys and your whole family. Please call in to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
And as always, we're having a lively, inspiring conversation today about Our Lady Undoer of Knots. And several of you still on the line, you're going to make the show even better with your takes. And there are a couple of lines open at 833-288-3986. Our Lady, Blessed Mother Mary, under the title Undoer of Knots. She helps us get untangled when we get ourselves into situations where it's hard to extricate ourselves. And we turn to her, and pretty soon, before you know it, things are just not as bad as they were. So that's what we're talking about today. And Emily is going to be next here on the program from Alberta, Canada, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Emily. Good to have you here.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm just calling because I have had a devotion to Mary, Undoer of Knots, since I first heard of her title in 2015. So in 2015, it was a really stressful time for our family. My husband worked in oil and gas, and there was a major oil price collapse. So people were losing their jobs left and right. So we started praying to Mary, Undoer of Knots, just to keep him employed. Anyways, he did end up finding work, but it was about 13 hours away from home. So he was on the road. I was home with our two-year-old son at that time. And then the stress came from the next situation, which was the fact that I was 8 months pregnant and was worried that if and when I went into labor, my husband wouldn't make it home. So he had been away for about 3 weeks and wasn't supposed to come home for another 6 weeks. And I'd continued praying the novena throughout this time. And I was just at my 36-week checkup with my daughter and had no signs of going into labor yet. But I had just told the doctor, I have a feeling she's going to come early. And he kind of just laughed it off and said, oh, well, I guess that would be nice for you. But anyways, I went home from the doctor's appointment and was surprised to find that my husband was home. There had been an unexpected gas leak at the site where he was working, so he had to come home for a couple of days unexpectedly. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been home for another 3 weeks. Anyways, a couple hours after he got home, I went into labor and went to the hospital and very quickly had my daughter, who had the cord knotted around her neck 3 times. The doctor had and nurses all said they had never seen that before, and it was just miraculous that my husband was just unexpectedly home. I unexpectedly went into labor and had the baby, which I was so worried about having her without him there, and she was perfectly healthy, and Mary even unknotted the cord that was wrapped around her neck 3 times and kept her safe. So that's my story.
Wow, Emily.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. You said it twice. So is there a significance with the wrapping the cord wrapped around 3 times? Are you seeing a symbol there or a sign?
I just think that it's amazing that there were even knots in her cord that Mary undid, and like very easily, even with one knot in the cord, the baby could die, and she had 3. So it's just like an extra nudge from God that Mary was keeping her safe. And my little girl, Freya, she's 5 now, and she has such a beautiful devotion to Mary. So it's like intrinsically she knows that that Mary kept her safe too.
Oh yeah, she knows.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that what an amazing story, Jerry. Doesn't that, your story, Emily, makes us all want to get on our knees and start praying the novena, because she's our mother. We are, she's caring for all of us, which is so amazing. And hearing how she impacted your life and your daughter's life and bringing your husband there at just the right time, it just goes to show how she is taking care. Boy, she must be working overtime because she's got a lot of families to take care of. What do you think, Jared?
Yes.
Well, I just love it. I love how, our Lord works through the body of Christ, Mary being a member of the body of Christ, being the sinless one assumed into heaven, and God uses these individuals, Mary, Joseph, all the saints. Their intercession is what prompts God to move on people's behalf. And it was so, I just had a big smile, Emily, when you said there was this, quote, unexpected gas leak. I thought to myself, oh, sure, unexpected. God knew it was coming, and God, yeah. Those kinds of things can be dangerous, I know. So I'm not making light of it, but for him to be home, for your husband to be home, and 2 hours later, you go into labor, It's obviously it's something you'll never forget. And like you said, your daughter has this beautiful devotion to Our Lady now. So all of this works together to make for a beautiful, joyous outcome because of the intercession of our Blessed Mother, Our Lady and Doer of Knots.
I agree. Yeah. Emily, you're blessed. Tell Freya we love her. She's blessed as well, and she knows that Our Lady is with her. So great things are in store for her. I just feel it.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh yeah, anytime. 833-288-3986 is the number to call. 833-288-3986. Yes.
Can I just say something real quickly? Sometimes you really come up with great words. I have not heard the word recently, extricate. That was very good. To free yourself, to extract, to release. Very good, Jerry. Do you just recall these big words, or do you have like a dictionary in front of you?
No, I've learned certain multisyllabic words over the years. It's for times when we cannot extricate ourselves from these mm-hmm. tangled situations in our lives that we get extricated by our Blessed Mother, Lady mm-hmm. and Doer of Knots. So.
Yeah, good word. Way to go. Word for the day. Okay, so Mary is, we should do that. That would be fun. Mary is up next. She has been waiting so patiently. Mary, you are going to receive our Virtual Patience Award. We're sending it to Longmont, Colorado. Catholic Radio Network is the way you're listening, Mary. You got the virtual award. Congratulations.
Thank you, Debbie and Jerry, very much for taking my call. And I appreciate your wisdom and guidance through the radio. And I've learned so much in my days just listening to you. And I heard you last night, and I had never shared this story with anybody. I help with hospice care, mostly the end-of-life care. You know, I kind of am semi-retired, so I say, if you can give me 2 weeks before you feel as though the time is at end. And so I got a call from some folks that I knew that their father was very sick, and he was 93 years old, and he had done a lot of ancestry stuff and researched his ancestors and realized that his way back ancestors had a slave ship. And are you there, Debbie and Jerry?
Oh, yes.
Yes, we are.
We're listening intently. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead.
And he had a slave ship. His ancestors had a slave ship and realized that they were bringing slaves into the country. And he felt in his old age learning this such a burden. And so heavy on his heart. And he had the pictures of the ships and the ancestors on his wall. And so I went into the room, and he was so agitated, and family said he's at the end. And I'm like, and I was doing the nights, spent the night with him. And so I said, his name was Sam. I said, Sam, tell me what's on your mind. Couldn't sit still, just all over the place. And he said, those are my family. They had a slave ship, and I don't know, I just feel such a burden for it. And so I just let him talk for a while, and finally I got him into his bed, and he was just couldn't sit still and tossing and turning. I made a bed on the floor next to the bed to keep him from falling. And I had just learned not too long ago, I've always said the rosary my whole life, and I always had one with me. And so I said, Sam, he wasn't not a Catholic. And I said, you know, I have a strong belief in Mary. But he was very Christian, religious of sorts, different. Anyway, so I said, and I believe Mary can help us with this. And I said, would you mind that I pray the rosary? And I said, there's a special prayer for the Lady Undoer of Knots. And he said, no, that's okay. And so through the night, as he settled down, and he went up to the bathroom a million times and just all over. And finally, after about 2 hours of praying the rosary, he started to settle down. And so I just continued all night. I usually stay awake and do what I got to do. But I prayed the rosary all night long. And finally, he fell asleep. And in the morning, when his daughter came to see how he was doing, I said, I think we need another couple days here And so they said, can you come back? And so I did. And I didn't have the novena with me at the time. I was just saying the rosary and what I knew of the novena. And so the next night I came back and I said, Sam, I'm going to pray the rosary again for you. And he said, okay. And he had come to a different level, but still I could tell he wasn't at peace with what the burden he was carrying. And so I told the daughter, I prayed the rosary, and he was, you could just see him lightening and just settling into his bed and coming to a peace. And the next morning I told his daughter, I said, you know, he's going to need a little bit more time. I said, I don't think he's come to peace with what he's learned. But I said, I haven't told anybody my rosary and what I did. I said, if you could give him a couple more weeks, I think he'll be there. I said, but don't push right now that this is the end. And so I said, and I'm not going to take this on anymore. I said, I think he should go to a place where they can help him, because he said he was not ready. I asked him if he was ready to go. And, oh, it brings tears to my eyes. And he said, no, I'm not ready yet. And I said, okay, I'll tell the family you're just not quite ready. So I told the daughter that I felt as though he should go into a little bit of rehab and support while he comes to grips with what his agitation was and come to peace. And the daughter said, okay, thank you. And a week later, I continued to pray the rosary and the undoer of knots for him. And I felt such a strength. And I said, this is, even though she's helped me many times with my issues, I repeatedly said, this is the guidance for Sam, and that he comes to peace with what his ancestors have passed down to him. And oh, the power that I felt and the strength I felt that was for Sam was amazing. And of course, I got a phone call in a week that said he had passed. And it was just such a gift to know that she's there for us and through us to help and guide where we can in a time of need like this.
Wow. What a powerful, powerful witness, Mary. Thank you. You know, I had said previously, just a few minutes ago, that God uses human beings living on earth and the saints in heaven to do his beautiful work for him in so many instances. And this is a case where, you know, you were getting the help certainly from Mary, Our Lady and Doer of Knots, but you were right there too, Mary. So it was kind of two Marys helping Sam out, if you want to put it that way. And so I know our hearts are filled with... Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think we, a lot of folks, I don't believe things like that come down to us. You know what I mean? Like things that our ancestors have done, you know, that we don't carry that burden. And I feel sometimes that it is a big part of what we do on this earth as far as what our ancestors have passed down to us, and that the undoers of knots go beyond us.
Right, right.
What do you think of that, Debbie and Jerry?
I would agree. God, you know, I think... Well, see, I look at it this way. This is how I look at it. I'm not, you know, representing the church right now. This is just my own understanding of God and spirituality.
Well, that's how
and stuff.
I like to look at it, yeah.
Right, right. I look at it this way, that God sees the whole entire picture, right? It's the whole thing, past, present, and future. And so when we carry things or do things or influence things or cooperate with God's plan, it can affect, so many things for all of eternity, and also yeah, help to heal and repair from the past. That's why when people say, right, you know, should I, yeah, you know, and then some people quote, you know, scripture saying, you know, let the dead bury the dead, and, you know, and stuff like that. So everybody, you know, kind of takes it out of context a little bit. But, you know, when you think of our God, I mean, of course our God is the God of now. He's in the present moment. But like Jerry says, you know, the eternal presence. I mean, it's amazing with God. Our brains can't even comprehend or understand even, you know, 1 ounce of what, you know, his plan is, but we can enter in and cooperate, and know that healing can happen, for past things, I believe anyway. What do you think, Jerry?
Yes.
No, go ahead, Mary, go ahead.
Well, you know, it was such a heavy thing. I don't know what his ancestors' faith was, but it's possible he was very strong. I believe they were maybe Quakers or, you know, something along a different line. But,
sure.
You know, it's hard to understand that maybe that was his burden, you know, to bring forgiveness to these right. people that, you know, just coming through him. And such power. He was, mm-hmm. he couldn't mm-hmm. stand himself. And it was so sad to
right.
see somebody in such turmoil.
Right. But wait a second, Mary, real quickly before Jerry's got probably a much wiser comment than I have. But real quickly, when you just said this, this is what I always say for those that are working in hospice. And thank you so much for doing what you do. I love folks like yourself that are able to be with those that are dying and transitioning into rest and into eternal life. I think it is absolutely amazing. It is a gift. Right. But let me just mm-hmm. Wouldn't you agree with this? This is why sometimes people go quickly and sometimes people last and stay on this
yes,
earth a lot longer.
Absolutely.
Right. There's
absolutely,
a reason.
Debbie.
That's why we
yes.
can never shorten somebody's life or never say, oh, well, it's in the best interest if this person, you know, euthanasia and everything that's going all around the world that everybody's into right now, which is horrible. It's not for us to decide. There's a when we're here, there's a purpose right until we take our last breath. That's all I've got to say. Sorry, you just sparked that in me, Mary, but mm-hmm. what do you think, Jer?
Can't add anything to that. Just want to wish Mary a beautiful day and thank you for being that instrument that God used in such a powerful way. And what a beautiful story. You know, so many people like Sam, you know, are you ready? Are you ready to go? Not yet, not yet. Now I'm ready. And that's got to be the grace of God and the Holy Spirit working in every person's life who is in that situation. So thank you, Mary. Appreciate your call so much. Have a great day. Before we get to Doug, I want to mention the Rosary on EWTN. It's twice a day and has been for over 25 years. You can tune in the morning at 5:30 a.m. Eastern Time for Mother Angelica leading the Rosary, and every evening at 9:30 p.m. for Father Benedict Groeschel leading the Rosary, only on EWTN Radio.
And Jerry, you know, that's why we as Catholic Christians, we have to use our voices and oppose all these euthanasia laws and rules and things that are happening all over the world. In my opinion, the church, you know, says it's bad. It's wrong because we're entering into where God, we are entering into his plan and messing it up, right? Badly.
Yeah, we're playing God is what we're doing.
Yep.
It's a way of saying we think we know better than God. We're smarter than God, but
that's right.
Never the case. Go ahead.
Real quickly, though, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you didn't answer. I just wanted to see, how do you feel about that, about past things that happened in somebody's past generations ago? Do you think that plays a part in our prayer life today?
Well, I'm no expert on this sort of thing. I think generationally things can be handed down. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, I can't remember where it is in the Bible, but it says, you know, the sins of the fathers are passed down to the third and fourth generation.
Right.
So I think it was a very legitimate thing that was burdening Sam mm-hmm. because he wanted not only for God to, you know, go back in time, and God is outside of time. So for God to make right what his ancestors made wrong, but he also wanted God to lift that burden from him before he passed away. So I do believe in a certain way. Yeah, spiritually, things can be, sins can be handed down. Absolutely.
Okay, cool. I'm sorry, but we're going to run out of time again, and we have almost full phone lines. Doug in Blooming Prairie, Minnesota, Sirius XM 130, our Stand Tall Doug. Hi, Doug.
Hello. Yes, Jerry's talking about, you know, our life getting tied up in knots, and you're talking about our being surrounded by an army of saints and angels, and that really gave a context to what I want to share. For some reason, I'm thinking of Tricia from our Stand Tall to retreat. It's still in my mind, sitting there with Jerry. He was eating his banana. I asked him about his diet and a cross across the table was Tricia, and she said that she was Methodist, but she's been listening to Dr. David Anders and that whole testing the spirits. She was just testing the spirits, and we all test the spirits. We're trying to get closer to God. We're trying to figure this out, and she's recently called in or emailed you saying how big Mary has been in that process of testing the spirits. And you also like Jerry's extricate word. Well, I got two words that I'd like to share. And I'd recommend when people are testing the spirits. I belong to a Schoenstatt spirituality, and we all have a home shrine to kind of bring God into our lives in a visible way. So we have this little corner in our house called Home Shrine, and it's dedicated to Mary. And I would recommend for anyone to have a place, you know, a quiet place that's reserved just for God time. And I would have them write these two words, and they're Greek, I believe. One is called Zakar, Z-A-K-A-R, and the other one is called Parousia, P-A-R-O-U-S-I-A. And they're both, in a way, synonymous. They're talking about, Debbie also spoke about this kind of thing that we find hard to grasp, that God is in the now. He is omnipresent, and they say he's outside of time, and we really can't grasp that. It just doesn't make sense to us, but it's still a reality. And those two words, Zakar and Parousia, they try to define that realm of God being outside of time. And as we pray the rosary, the Greek Zakar means that we are actually bringing, not just remembering these mysteries, we are actually bringing them present, into the present moment. I've spoke with Jeanette about that word Zakar, but this other one popped up yesterday, Parousia, in the same way. It's talking about a certain presence. One definition said second coming, but, you know, all to kind of tie into that the battle is actually already won. The war is already won. And the way I like to look at it is we're just going around putting out these remaining brush fires. We're kind of cleaning up after the war, so to speak. The resurrection is here. It's reality. The war is won. And right, if we just keep that context that we're just kind of on the cleanup crew, so to speak. And just so that's my sharing, my main sharing for people like Tricia and everyone testing the spirits to have a certain corner in your home and just to kind of grasp what that corner is for. Write the words Zakar and Parousia.
Well, Doug, that's very well said. Yeah, happy you mentioned our dear friend Tricia, who did come into the Catholic Church this past summer in July. And boy, I hope we can do some more of those stand tall retreats at some point. When things open up, I'm going to be optimistic and not say if, but when. Debbie, you say all things are possible with God, and we certainly look forward to that. But good stuff, Doug. Yeah, I mean, the battle is won, Debbie. We have to understand that there's so much stuff going on right now that can really drag us down, make us discouraged, even despondent, and make us despair sometimes. But mm-hmm. Doug is right. The battle has been won, and now it's just a matter of applying that to as many people as possible, bringing as many as we can into the kingdom of God.
Amen to that, Jerry and Doug. Way to go, Doug. You hit a home run. Thank you so very much for sharing that with us today. Powerful stuff, and God bless you, and Happy New Year, Doug. Thank you so very much. Jerry, some not so good news. We're not gonna get to Joyce and Marie and Kim and Ann, are we? We're not, are we?
Not on this show.
Okay. So we promise we'll revisit this. Joyce and Marie and Kim and Mary, we'll revisit this topic. This was spectacular. What a phenomenal way to highlight Our Lady with her title, Our Lady and Doer of Knots. And Jerry, we're entering into the weekend tomorrow. We have a show planned for that.
Yeah, we do. It's a Friday. Boy, this week has flown by, at least for me. We want to ask you tomorrow, are your weekends fun and relaxing or busy and stressful? And that could be a Saturday, Sunday weekend. You could have a middle of the week weekend. So be thinking about that. What are your weekends like? Do you enjoy them, get a lot of positive things done? Or is it just a bunch of stress and busy, busy stuff? That's our topic tomorrow on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. And St. Joseph, please pray for us. Amen.